With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi makes it official, announcing that she will not be seeking re-election.
After representing San Francisco for nearly 40 years in Congress, Pelosi will be retiring at the end of her current term. She was the first woman to become Speaker of the House, and she held the position twice. Pelosi's powerful leadership and liberal politics proved to be a thorn in the side of Republican Presidents George W. Bush and Donald Trump. At age 85, Pelosi will be stepping down at a time when many Democrats are clamoring for younger political leaders. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Airports in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, along with hubs across the country, are among the 40 that will see their number of flights cut by 10% starting tomorrow because of the government shutdown. Air traffic controllers have been unpaid since October 1st, many of them working mandatory overtime, and there are safety concerns. The death toll is up to 12 in the fiery crash of a UPS cargo plane at the airport in Louisville, Kentucky. Federal air safety investigator Todd Inman says there is evidence that a left engine fell off the plane prior to the crash.
A large plume of fire in the area of the left wing occurred during the takeoff roll. The plane lifted off and gained enough altitude to clear the fence at the end of runway 17R. Shortly after clearing that fence, it made impact with structures and the terrain off of the airport property.
Investigators now analyzing the plane's flight recorder. There are fresh doubts about progress toward ending the government shutdown. Given the Democrats' strong showing in this week's elections, President Trump blames the shutdown for the GOP losses on Tuesday. On Wall Street, stocks in the red. The Dow is down about 310 points. The Nasdaq off 249 points. This is SRN News. Glamour magazine goes all in on transgenderism.
The British version of the iconic fashion magazine is out with its annual Woman of the Year edition, and the cover features nine men who are living as women. The decision has sparked outrage across the UK, with even a few celebrities giving the Glamour decision a thumbs down. This comes hard on the heels of People magazine naming a homosexual as its sexiest man alive, actor Jonathan Bailey, who is openly gay and has a foundation that promotes the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington reporting.
The German government has banned a Muslim group, accusing it of violating human rights and the country's democratic values. The Interior Ministry says the organization which it banned, Muslim Interactive, promoted anti-Semitism and discrimination against women. The group is known for a savvy online presence used to appeal especially to young Muslim immigrants who feel alienated. German officials say Muslim Interactive was a particular threat. This is SRN News. The Trump administration deciding not to offer the IRS's electronic tax filing system for free next year.
An IRS official informed state comptrollers in an email Monday that IRS Direct File will not be available in filing season 2026. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said better alternatives exist and the private sector can do a better job. The program faced criticism from Republican lawmakers who called it a waste of taxpayer money and from commercial tax preparation companies that have made billions from charging people to use their software. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump has celebrated his economic achievements on the anniversary of his election victory. Speaking to the America Business Forum in Miami, the president said the U.S. economy is thriving, although voters expressed some concerns about the economy in the elections. Mr. Trump says Republicans must talk about their achievements more. SRNNews.com.